Okay, we're still in Hilchos Tchumim. All right. This year's sponsor, Le'ili Nishmas Shalom Ben Yaakov Aryeh. Tet Vav. Mi Shiyatza Chutz V'Tchum Shelo L'Das. A person went out of the Tchum not knowingly. Actually, we're going to be learning. Really, this siman is more about if a person has to leave the tchum, even if he does it on purpose. But it has the same din as shalol adas. We learned briefly, actually, I think it was in the end of Tav Dalet, we learned that there are some cases where you're allowed to leave. Let's say if it's raining, you're outside in the field. You realize you walked outside the tchum and it starts to thunder or storm, whatever, it just starts to rain. And you're very uncomfortable. It's raining on you. So you're allowed to leave the tchum. You're allowed to go more than... Well, you already left the tchum. So you're trapped in your dalet amos. You're allowed to walk back indoors. Or if you get stuck outside and it's too hot for you. There's no shade, it's hot, no sunscreen, whatever, it's too hot for you. You're allowed to go back indoors even though you're leaving your dalet amos. Or if you're in a place where it's dangerous. We're going to see this siman is really talking about someone who needs to use the bathroom to relieve himself. So let's see. Let's read inside. Aleph. Mi shiyatza chutz l'tchum shelo l'das. So a person leaves this tchum shelo l'das. She'ein lo ela arba amos. And even though you left by accident, you're stuck to your dalet amos. You can't go beyond that. V'hutzrach l'nekevav. So this person is outside of his tchum. He walked outside, so he's supposed to be limited to his dalet amos, but he needs to use the restroom. What are you supposed to do? You can't, it's not kavod abrios. The issue over here is kavod abrios, and because of kavod abrios, for any one of these situations that we just gave a short list of examples, based on kavod abrios, you're allowed to, or great tsar, either one, you are allowed to leave. Go beyond your dalet amos. Okay. So let's read. V'hutzrach l'nekevav yachol latzeit mehem achim tzamakom tzanua lipanot. You're allowed to keep on walking until you find a place that's tzanua for you. Perhaps nowadays we're a little even, based on how we are, perhaps there's even a little more room to be mako, but whatever is considered tzanua and kavod abrios. So you're allowed to go. So we learned, the Mishnah Berurah points out, we learned in the past that you're allowed to go beyond a wall where no one can see you, or you're allowed to go far enough in an open field where people can't recognize you. And so then that's considered tsanua, and that's the limit of where you're allowed to go up to. Ve'etza tova lo shitkarev b'tzad chumo. Chazal teach us that there's actually, we give you etza tova, how to get back to your city. Because the case is, you left your tchum, you left your city by mistake. So if you can get back to where you come from by mistake or because of kavod abriot, so then you're allowed to now walk all around your city and you get your whole city and you're not limited to your dalet amos anymore. So what do you do? So you should she'im lo yimsa makom tzanua at chumo yachol likanes. So the best thing to do is to walk in the direction towards your city that you came from when Shabbos started. And along the way, if you don't find a place tzanua, you just keep on walking until you get back in. Even though, let's say, going back in your city might be 100 meters. But there's a place that's only 10 meters away in the other direction, away from the city. So it's going to be much less walking. Because I'll say you're still allowed to walk the longer way to get back into your city. Because where you are right now, it's not kavod abrios, and now you're allowed to walk in any direction you want to in order to find a place tzanua. It doesn't have to be the quickest place. It can be even to get back into the city. So once you get back inside, it's as if you never left. Kevan shenichnas bereshut, right? Based on the principles that we learned in the past siman, so this is, you left shelo ladas and you returned bereshut. So therefore, it's okay. Okay. But if you found a place tzanua on the way back to your city, you're stuck. You have no choice. Lo yikanes. You can't go into your city. You have to just use your restroom here, wherever you are. wherever you found a place tzinua. V'itrachek mimakom shemifna atchiyich leharuach, v'sham yesh lo arba amas. Now, once you finish, you're relieving yourself out in the field, then you're allowed to move away again, because you can't stay next to where you just relieved yourself. It smells bad. Can't make you stay there for Shabbos. So you're allowed to go, you're allowed to walk away, at least dalet amos, and all the way until at least there's no smell. And once there's, you're either dalet, it has to be, you know, whatever is more mako, whatever is either dalet amos away or where the smell ends, and then you can stay there for Shabbos, and from that place you get dalet amos. So you can still move again, dalet amos from that place. That's your new makom. You always get dalet amos, even if it's a new dalet amos. And if you left this smell and you ended up going back to within your city, like we mentioned before, also ki'il yatza, as if you didn't leave because you went back birshut. Okay. And if you left the city b'mezid when you weren't supposed to originally, so then ein lo takana, you don't get a takana. In other words, even if you end up going, you still are allowed to relieve yourself away from where you're standing, and you're allowed to find yourself in makom tsanua. But if that leads to getting back into your city, you don't get the whole city, you still get dalet amos. Right. So in other words, because of kavod abrios, either way, whether you left shelo ladas or ladas, you're allowed to relieve yourself far away, but can you get the whole city or just dalet amos? That's the difference. You can take a longer route. That's right.
Well, if someone just told us that shouldn't work because there's no reason to head towards the city. Even if you go back inside the tomb, you're not going to get the tomb again. So that shouldn't apply.
And if a person left Shalola Das, I did not see it discussed. I definitely see either way. But, okay. I would have. Okay. I'm not sure if I agree, but I can see either way, and I haven't. The whole discussion of this siman is relieving yourself. So it's a machloket if it's only for gedolim, if it's only for gedolim or katanim that you get this heter of going back. And Mishnah Berurah says lechatchila you should try and be mach, you should be machmer. Again, it depends on the situation. That only for gedolim you get this heter to go all the way back. Okay, let's go on to Tetzayin. Who can leave outside the tchum, okay, and still get any kind of dispensation to get more than dalet amos when they leave? Aleph. Mi sheyatza chutz tchum birshus. If a person left their tchum, they left their right the tchum of their city, wherever it is, kegon chachama haba le'aled uchayotze beze, or this is like a midwife or a nurse, a doctor, or someone who's accompany somebody, a family member, in an ambulance, whatever the situation is, where it's pikuach nafesh. So now they enter into a new city. Yeshla alpayim ama l'kol ruach be'oto makom shiagialo. So you get 2,000 amos to where they end up. But if they end up in a city, hariyo kian she'ir, he becomes like one of the residents. V'yeshla alpayim l'kol ruach chutz la'ir. And you get not only 2,000 amos from where you are, but you get 2,000 amos outside the city. So if someone needs to go to Yerushalayim from, let's say, Ramat Beit Shemesh, we don't have a hospital. So if you have to get to Yerushalayim on Shabbos, when you arrive to Yerushalayim, you left your tchum, right? That was obviously aser, except you did it bereshut because of pikuach nafesh. So now you can go anywhere. A person who ends up in Yerushalayim is allowed to walk anywhere in Yerushalayim and even 2,000 amos outside Yerushalayim. Okay. Base. So if a person leaves Birshut and now he's traveling, on his way, the Amrulo, Kavarna aset ha-mitzvah she'etzat el-asas. I'm sorry to inform you, but the mitzvah was already done. We don't need you anymore. So what do? So yesh lo mimkomo apayim ama l'kol ruach. So wherever he is, he has to stop. And he gets, he's not limited to Dalet Amos. He's limited, but he is in a new place. And he's not inside a city. If he's not inside a city, so you're limited to 2,000 Amos from where you find yourself. And you get a new 2,000 Amos, and you lose your old 2,000 Amos. You basically start from scratch in the middle of Shabbos. So this is an interesting case. Usually we don't have a case like this, but what happens is, since you left Birshut, if you find yourself where there's an overlap of your tchum, where there was, which overlaps where you came from for, or somewhere else, of a tchum. So in other words, let's say you leave your city, and your tchum of the city is 2,000 amos beyond the city. And let's say when you're 3,000 amos beyond your city, you're out of your tchum a full 1,000 amos, and then someone stops you at that point. Since you get 2,000 amos in every direction, and your city gets 2,000 amos that you came from, so there's an overlap in my example of 1,000 amos. So since they overlap, and even if it overlaps by a mashu, now we allow you to get 4,000 amos based essentially, if it just barely overlaps, and you're allowed to go back into your city and you get your whole original. Okay.
If the overlap is 1,000, so you've already got 3,000.
Yeah, if the overlap is 1,000, then you end up, but you get up to 4,000, even though you didn't place an Eruvei Tchumin, which you're about to get into, it works.
You have to choose.
Yeah, as long as you can go backwards, or you can pick your new tchum. I'm pretty sure. Can you pick?
You're like one. It's like you get 2,000 amos all around the whole city.
Right. Exactly. You go back to your original status. As long as there's an overlap from 2,000 to 2,000, which is the maximum, obviously it could be 3,000, it could be whatever it is, you go back to your original city. Gimel. Anyone who goes to save someone's life from non-Jews, omina nahar, from a river, who's drowning, omina mapolet, or from some kind of an avalanche, or just any kind of a earthquake, a house that collapses. Yeshlehem apayim ama lekol ruach mimachom shetzilabo. Wherever you find yourself in your new place, right, you left your tchum, you always get at least 2,000 amos. So we learned this already, and this is similar to Aleph. V'imayta yad ha'akum takifa. V'hayu mefachdim mishol makom shetzilo. Now also, we mentioned this also in the last Siman. And now you find yourself in a place where you're afraid to stay for the rest of Shabbos. You're allowed to be, you came here to do a mitzvah, and we give you a full 2,000 amos, but you're afraid to be there. Hare elu chozrim b'Shabbos imkomam u'b'chlei zeinam. You're allowed to go back to your original city with your weapons, because if you leave your weapons behind, that's also a sakana. Your enemies can use them, and therefore it's a mitzvah to go back.
Is it even
the Araisa? I believe so, but I'm not positive. Yeah, okay, I believe so, not positive. Even the 12,000 is, so generally we don't hold that it's the Araisa. It's a machloket, but there's what to be makel, and I think the Mishnah Berurah pointed out that the whole 12,000, or maybe some others, it's also some point out that even the 12,000 is all from Chazal. In other words, there's a concept that it's Daraisa, but what's Daraisa, what's Darabanan, is also Midarabanan. Anyways, so let's continue. Tavchet, din hanacha ta'eruv ukniya ta'shvita. All right, now, how do we actually make an eruv? What do we do with this? So Aleph. Mutar la'arvir b'tchumim v'liknot shvita sof hatchum. So okay. So if a person wants to extend their travel, they want to go beyond their city, beyond 2,000 amos, there is a way to get another 2,000 amos, but only one time, only one extra 2,000 amos. So what do you do? So we're about to say, basically, you decide. The expression in Chazal is liknot shvita, to acquire your place of residence. So you can acquire your place of residence at the edge of 2,000 amos, the edge of the tchum, which you're able to walk anyway, and say that's your new place where you're residing, not inside the city, outside the city, and then from there you get another 2,000 amos beyond, but not backwards. So you're shifting your center, and you get 2,000 in each direction from your new place. Okay, you don't gain in one direction and keep your old direction. Okay, so let's read. Mi sheyatza me'ir me'er Shabbos. So if a person goes out erev Shabbos, this is the standard case that probably most of us are used to hearing. You go erev Shabbos and you're going to get some bread with you. It could be other types of food, we'll see. But anyways, you get bread, v'hiniach mazon shtei seudos, and you prepare food for two meals. So we typically learn that's at least six, maybe eight beitzim. Okay, we'll see later on. That's the volume of bread. So you place it rachok me'ir betoch hatchum. So you're allowed to place it, okay, up to 2,000 amos from the edge of the city. Can it be from the edge of the house or the edge of the city? We're going to see that's a major machlokas. So, but the Shulchan Aruch writes, you have your Eruv, you have your city. The city limits, even though your house is deep inside the city, you're allowed to place it within 2,000 amos to the edge of the city. Rachok me'ir betoch hatchum v'kava shevitaso sham. And you say that's your main place. You do this Erev Shabbos. Alpha Pisha Chazar La'ir Vilan Viveto. Even though at Beina Shmashos, you go back to the inside of your city, and you daven at home, you eat at home, you sleep at home, and then right, this the common scenario is, let's say you want to sleep in your house Friday night, and the next day you want to go for a shir, you want to visit your Rav, whatever it is. The next day. So you need to be able to travel, and he lives in the next city, which is, let's say, close by, but just a little bit be outside of your tchum. So alpha pisha chazali revelan veto. So even though you slept in your own house, nachshova tokilo shavat b'makom sheniach bo hashtei seudos. So your center, your home, is where you put your Erev Shabbos. V'zehu anikra eruve techumi. And this is what we call eruve techumi, when you set up the food. You're going to see also, you don't necessarily need to even have food. We'll get to that soon. But that's what we call eruve techumi. It's the bread that you put over there. And that's, okay. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah just, well, it's from the Magid Mishnah. Others point out the expression of eruve techumi is because you're basically making a mixture of two separate eruvim. You're kind of how we mentioned the example of an overlapping eruv. So you have your original tchum is overlapping tchumin is what I meant to say. Because your original tchum outside the city gives you 2,000 amos, and then you get a new 2,000 amos. Because you're creating a whole new tchum when you set up your food. So that's where the expression comes from. V'yesh, because you could only place your eruv within the original tchum. V'yesh l'halech l'makom eruva l'machar alpayim ama l'kol ruach. So wherever you set up your food, you get 2,000 amos. Lefichach, keshuhu mahalech l'makom eruva l'machar alpayim ama keneged ha'ir. So now, you set up your eruv, your bread, 2,000 amos beyond the city limits. So then, Eino mahalech ba'ir ela atzof midato. So, if you want to walk back Shabbos afternoon, you're limited. You can't walk back anywhere you want into your city. Because you have to stop. If you make your makom hashvita, where your bread is, let's say it's outside in the field, so then you only get a radius of 2,000 amos. And even if you want to walk back into your city, and the 2,000 amos enters your city, if it enters and it stops somewhere within your city, you have to stop walking within 2,000 amos. You don't get your whole city anymore.
Even when you started out, you were further than that point.
So even if you started out. So that seems to be the halacha according to the Shulchan Aruch. Depends how you read it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. But some argue. Some say that for this example to work, your house has to be at the border. Because what happens is, you can't, I don't want to get too complicated, but some point out that according to the, your Eruv has to be within 2,000 amos of where you sleep. And what comes out though, is if you have a big city, and your city is 10,000 amos, your house is in the middle of the city, and you want to sleep in your city, you can never make an Eruv Techumin according to this opinion. So it's a big talmud in the Achronim. I'm not being machria, but it seems to be that according to the Kaf HaChaim and the Mishnah Berurah that's their meiko. I think the Chazon Ish is machmer. But okay. But either way you learn, it comes out something a little funny. But this is all derabanan, and it's all doesn't have to necessarily. Whichever way you learn, it doesn't come out 100% smooth. But but since there are goals there and they want it to be practical, that's how it works out. V'im ha'itah ha'ir muvlad b'toch midato. However, if your entire city is within your new tchum, tichashe v'ir kula ke'arba amos v'yashli midato chutza la. Now, what's interesting is, let's say you have a small city. Okay, this is not going to be so likely in our times, but let's say you have a very small city, and I don't know, let's say the city's 500 amos wide, and you make your Eruv 1,000 amos outside your city, so the 2,000 amos from your center, from your new Makom Mashvita, goes beyond the city, it includes the city. Then you look at the whole city like Dalet Amos. It counts as Dalet Amos. So you get, if you made it 1,000 outside, you get 1,000 Amos. The whole city is reduced to, for the accounting, to Dalet Amos. And then you get a whole nother 996 the other way. So let's he gives an example himself. So let's see. Ketzad. Hare. So again, it depends how you learn. Is Mibeito in the middle of the city or on the border of the city? So, let's say you make the Mishnah Berurah, again, he says, he points out, he doesn't care, either way is fine. So let's say you make your Eruv 1,000 amos outside your city. Nimtza mahalech lemachar, mimakom eruva alpayim ama lemizrach. So, you can, one second. Nimtza mahalech, fine. So you're allowed to go another two, so if you make it 1,000 amos outside your city, you're now allowed another 2,000 amos beyond your eruv. Mahalech lemachom eruva alpayim ama lemarav, and also to the west. Both directions, you're allowed 2,000 amos from your makom shvita, which you're a kona on erev Shabbos. Now, elef shemina eruv ad beito. Now you get, since you made your eruv only 1,000 amos outside the city, then going back in you get 1,000. Now you're in your city. The elef ama mi beito betoch ha'ir. Now, if your 2,000 amos, right, you get 1,000 to the city and 1,000 in the city. And then it ends in the middle of the city. In other words, the city is bigger. And then it's wider than 1,000 amos. So then you only allowed to walk 1,000 amos, and you're stuck. You can't go beyond 1,000 amos. You get stuck in the middle of your city. However, but if going 1,000 back in your direction, and you're able to pass through your entire city, because your city is more narrow than 1,000 amos, even by one ama, shenimset midato kalta chutzair. So your 2,000 amas goes beyond the city, and the Mishnah Berurah points out that even if it's exactly equal, it doesn't have to be beyond. It could be exactly equal. That's also a machlokas. Okay, techashev a medina kula kearba amas. So you count the whole city like dalet amos. V'hale chutzala teishamel tishin v'sheish ama tashul ma'alpayim, and then you get. So you end up gaining almost 1,000 amas. Lefichach, im iniach eruvo biruchok alpayim ama mibeito shabair hifsid kolair. Venimsa mahalech mibeito ad eruvo alpayim ama. Ve'eno mahalech mibeito ba'ir leruach amara v'filo ama achas.
So therefore, if one places his eruv, for example, to the east, 2,000 amos beyond the city, so he gets to walk those same 2,000 amos of the Eruv, plus an additional 2,000 amos beyond his Eruv. But he's no longer, so he gains an extra 2,000 amos beyond his original Tchum, but he loses the entire city, because that's all more than 2,000 amos from where he placed his Eruv. Okay. Next we'll see the Rama learns a little bit different than the Shulchan Aruch. And it is interesting to note that we're about to see the Rama that is the Minhag of Ashkenaz. And also the Kaf HaChaim says, Sfardim also can rely on this Bishat HaDchak.